Welcome to Mad Tech Daily. I'm your host, Dot, and today we're diving into some fascinating developments in the ad tech industry. Google has been under scrutiny after internal documents revealed the company deliberately chose not to give publishers a choice regarding the use of their content for AI-powered search features. Uncovered during Google's ongoing US antitrust trial, these documents show that Alphabet executives acknowledged alternatives like requesting publisher permission or offering opt-outs, but decided against them, citing complexity. Google established what they called a hard red line. Any publisher wanting to appear in traditional search results would automatically have their content used to train AI features. Paul Bannister, Chief Strategy Officer at Raptive, which represents digital creators, described the internal document as a little bit damning, noting it clearly showed Google knew there were options, but chose the one that gave publishers no control whatsoever. In other news, US District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers has pressured Apple to either approve Fortnite for re-entry to the US App Store or return to court to justify its refusal. This comes after Epic Games filed a motion claiming Apple is defying a court order by blocking Fortnite's distribution on the App Store. The judge stated that Apple must present legal authority upon which Apple contends that it can ignore this court's order, adding that while Apple is fully capable of resolving this issue without further briefing or a hearing, failure to act would trigger renewed judicial scrutiny. Meanwhile, Microsoft has been expanding its AI arsenal at its annual Build Developer Conference. The tech giant is now officially hosting xAI's Grok 3 and Grok 3 mini models via Azure, and is opening its on-device AI capabilities in Edge to web developers through new experimental APIs. Microsoft is also bringing AI to Edge with new cross-platform APIs that enable web developers to access Microsoft's on-device model, Phi 4 Mini. Released in February, this 3.8 billion parameter model is designed for lightweight generative tasks like summarization, text editing, and translation, with additional translation APIs promised in the coming months. That's all for today's Mad Tech Daily. I'm Dot, thanks for listening, and I'll catch you tomorrow with more ad tech insights.